could there be a change at the top for the Toronto FC? Well, sources telling Sportsnet, yeah, and there's a name attached to it as well. John Molinaro of Sportsnet.ca joining us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. John, could there be a president of the Toronto FC?
Potentially, yeah. They're definitely looking to hire a club president, which they haven't had since Kevin Payne was fired last September. And you know, I talked to a source deep within MLSC, and the person that they were saying that they're after is Garth Lagerwey, who's GM for Real Salt Lake and generally considered one of the best general managers in the league. He's in the last year of his deal with Salt Lake, and he's it's unclear about where his future lies. And, you know, he has had some conversations with MLSE, so this is definitely someone that the club is looking at.
And he wants to run a team. Like, he wants this kind of a position, right?
Yeah. He's done quite well as a GM for Salt Lake. He's really kind of built them into one of the better teams in the league. But he's gone on record, you know, a couple months ago as saying that, you know, at some time, if an opportunity presented itself where he could run a club as a team president, and that would be something that he would definitely consider. So, you know, with TFC looking, you know, to sort of add that position, this is, as I said, this he's under consideration, and this might be the opportunity for him.
As you highlighted in an article on Sportsnet.ca, Real Salt Lake posting a 99-66-61 record during Lagerwey's seven-year tenure. How's Bez Bachenko going to feel about this? If, you know, if it's Lagerwey, if it's anybody that's being implemented as a team president, would he have seen this coming? Would he have known this was going to be the case eventually, that there would be a new president, a new guy that's above him?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, there's no doubt that if they do this, then it represents a major shift in their managerial sort of structure, right? Because before it would have been Bezbachenko calling the shots. Now, if Lagerwey comes in, and there's no doubt that he's going to have a major say as the architect of the franchise. So I think it'll be interesting. I mean, assuming he comes in, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, he works with Bezbachenko, you know, what kind of roles, what kind of splitting of powers there's going to be. You know, from what I'm hearing from the source from MLSE, this is being driven at the highest level by, you know, the board of directors, and they want someone to come in and really do a job of turning this team around. And the same source said that they're not entirely convinced that Bezbachenko is the guy to do it. So, you know, this, from what I'm hearing, this could be, if Lagerwey, if they get him in, that, you know, he's going to be running the show. So it'll be interesting to see what, you know, that'll mean for Bezbachenko's long-term future.
Well, you know, even if we had heard otherwise from the Toronto FC, I'm not sure I'd believe them, because when they were looking for a GM in the first place upon Bezbachenko's hiring, it was under the condition that Ryan Nelson would stick around. And then Bezbachenko comes in, and, you know, I'm sure a lot happened behind the scenes and stuff that you would know about that had Bezbachenko, his hand was forced in that he had to fire Ryan Nelson, especially with the Nelson having some comments with the media about pressure being put on them from above him. So maybe it was kind of a forced situation in which Ryan Nelson had to be fired. But we've seen the Toronto FC go out and get a guy and say, all right, we're going to hire you under the condition that you got to leave your employee alone here, that this guy's got to stick around. So, you know, it's funny that we go up a step in the food chain, and maybe it would be, even if it would be the same kind of a scenario where they said, we're looking for a president that wants to work with Bezbachenko, not wants to replace him. Even if they came out and said that, I'm not sure I'd believe them.
Well, that's a fair point. I mean, there's been, you know, a real lack of clarity and a lack of good faith dealing with, you know, the fans and media and a lot of things they say. You know, I'm not sure if you've been following this whole Daniil Henry story over the past couple of weeks, but the fact that they, you know, sold him to a club in Cyprus at the start of the season and they didn't tell anyone until the final week of the season, they kept it, you know, a secret. You know, I think it just speaks to the lack of transparency, not just with TFC, but within the league sometimes. So I think you're perfectly right to feel that way, that, you know, even if, you know, why should we believe them that it'll be anything different if, you know, if Lagerwey comes in? It's a valid point you raise.
Is there similarities between Lagerwey and Bezbachenko, like both being very good with the cap Maybe that would be one of them.
Yeah. There definitely is that sort of similarity between the two, which makes me believe maybe there's some sort of basis for a relationship between the two. Lagerwey's done really well with the cap during Salt Lake. I mean, he signed designated players, but, you know, Alvaro Severio and Javi Morales, they're not Michael Bradley or Jermaine Defoe. They're not big names, right? But they're quality players, and they're just, and they're, you know, between them, they're not even making $1 million. But he's built a team around, you know, very good players, and without, you know, any sort of superstars. There really is sort of like a team nucleus there of just solid, general, all-around good players at every position. And, you know, to do that in a cap league, and to do it consistently, like, you know, they won the MLS Cup in 2009, and every year since, they've averaged 15 wins a season, and they've had no fewer than 53 points in a season. That's incredible in this league. I mean, it really is. I think a lot of that has to do with the work that Garth Lagerwey has done in building that franchise. So, yeah, there's no doubt that he's thrived under the cap system in this league.
Well, and you want to be inspired by the person at the top, and Lagerwey really building something, and you've highlighted what he's done with the club that he's been with for 7 years, and it goes all the way down to the bottom, with all due respect, to like a youth academy that has excelled, that has thrived within the organization and the environment, that if he could build a franchise like that all the way down to the bottom, it's really no surprise that he would want to have a job where he's a little higher up, again, in that food chain, where he would have more employees, where he would have more underneath his umbrella, because he's proven that he could be successful elsewhere.
Absolutely. Now, the thing is, I would say, is that, you know, in Salt Lake, he's just got a family ownership group to deal with. I mean, if he were to come to Toronto FC, he's dealing with Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, so that's a whole different...
Yeah, that's true.
Sort of animal. So, I mean, if he were to come, you know, he's not coming unless he's given quite a bit of control, right? And he's going to be allowed to run the show. But even in that, as you know, Jeff, I mean, other sort of presidents and GMs in this sort of family of franchises under the MLSC umbrella have all had their run-ins with, you know, the board of directors at one time or another, right? So
yeah.
It's a complicated scenario for him, I think. I don't think it'll be as smooth sailing as just plunking in Garth Lagerwey and saying, okay, turn around the franchise. He's going to have to work within, you know, the MLSC structure and culture. So that's, you know, that's a potential hurdle that he's going to have to overcome.
So you think the club or the ownership would, the board would want to implement somebody like a Lagerwey to say, all right, do what you got to do, even if it means that you've got to fire the GM, that you've got to make some adjustments here, to put it lightly, that go ahead and do that. We've given you the keys to the thing, so drive the ship. Or would they look at hiring, let's say it's Lagerwey or somebody else, they would look at hiring somebody and say, look, we've had a lot of turnover. We've had a lot of change, and this has not been a successful franchise. The last thing we need is more turnover. Try to work with what you've got here.
No, I think if they bring in Garth Lagerwey, it's to give him the keys to the castle, and he's going to do what he wants. And they're not going to handcuff him like they did with Bezbachenko when he first came in and said, you know, you're going to have to work for Nelson for the time being. If Lagerwey is going to come in and leave a very good situation, what he's had at Real Salt Lake, then, you know, if he feels the need that he's got to fire or make changes at the GM level, then he's going to do it. You know, but again, that's not to say that he can't work with Tim Bezbachenko. There might be some common ground there.
Sure.
But just from what I'm hearing from the MLSC source that I talked to, is that this is being driven at the highest level, you know, above Tim Leiwicki, and that, you know, they're not exactly sure that Bezbachenko is the guy to sort of rebuild this franchise. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Are they looking at anybody else for team president?
They are, actually. Well, there's one of them in the names that kind of caught me off guard was Holger Osiek. For people who don't know who he is, he's a former national team coach for Canada, German, and he's coached the Australian national team. He was assistant coach with Germany when they won the 1990 World Cup. As I said, he's coached Canada, so he has some experience with, you know, Canadian soccer here. But he's a gruff individual. to say the least. So I'd be interested to see how he would work within the MLSE sort of structure. He would certainly ruffle a lot of feathers. That's not to say that's necessarily a bad thing, but he's not what I would call, you know, the sort of typical corporate guy. I think it would be an interesting selection. Let me just say that.
Do they have to have a team president to put in for next season? Is that something that they've got to do this? Or if they don't find the right guy, do they go, all right, well, you know what? Then we didn't find the right guy. Then we're not going to have anybody.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence about this, Jeff. I mean, look, if they can get Lagerwey in as club president, then I say do it. I think this is, you know, a fantastic move. And obviously there's no guarantees that, you know, that he turns things around. But I think he has a track record of success, and I think it gives them a lot better shot with him than if they didn't. But if they can't get him, then, you know, I'm not sure that you kind of go out and get someone just for the sake of filling the position, right? I mean, if you're going to fill the position, then it has to be, I know this is sort of simple of me to say, but it has to be the right person, right?
Yeah.
It can't be someone just for the sake of getting someone just to fill the position. It has to be the right guy, someone with vision. And if it's not Lagerwey, that's fine, but it better be someone else who has a clear vision and I think has a track record of success kind of close to what he's done. So I don't know. As I said, we'll be following this closely, and it'll be interesting to see what shakes down over the offseason.
Absolutely. You're the first guy we go to for any of the news there. John Molinaro of sportsnet.ca. Thank you, John. Appreciate this.
No problem, Jeff. Anytime.